The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network,
the Bubble Genius Bob and Kez Show.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase Item of the Week. Head on over to BubbleGenius.com and pick up their I Love You Guys powder for your nards. It's a zingy cooling talc powder with tea tree oil and Japanese peppermint oil, which is a little more mentholated feeling than regular peppermint, and also a dash of zinc oxide for extra absorbency. Guys everywhere seem to love it. Only $10 at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code BobAndChez, that's BobAndChez, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at BubbleGenius.com. And now, let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
And my guest today is presidential nominee and JFK lookalike, Governor Jack Stanton.
Hi, Izzy.
Hi, Jack. Jack, when we were talking before, you were telling me that your mama liked Vegas. And who was her favorite act there? Is it Wayne Newton?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. When your mother plays blackjack, where does she stand pat? Is it 16?
Well, she is a bit of a gambler. But sometimes she'll go up to 17.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Governor, but I'm told that we have Senator Harris on the phone. Hello. This is indeed an honor.
Thank you.
We were just talking with Governor Stanton about how his mother loves Las Vegas. I was wondering, Senator, does your mother have a favorite vacation spot?
My mother's dead.
Oh.
You're always 1, 2, 3 jumps ahead. Stick with us, you'll be well fed. With happy music all the while.
Easy listening with a smile.
Keep jumping, follow suit. You're gonna have a bright new future.
Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
It is Thursday, August 20, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I am Bob Seska. That is Chez Pazienza sitting right there.
Hello.
Hi.
God.
All right, we're brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best damn soap in the world. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. Seriously, if you need a lawyer, call Charles now. Better call Bo. Meanwhile, if you need free legal advice, go to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez or click the link in the podcast page. Bo is waiting for you. Okay, we're going to just dive right in. We got a massive show today.
Yeah, but you always say that.
Yeah, I know. But they keep getting massiver and massiver.
Awesome.
I'm using the wrong grammar because I right before the show I wrapped up another Dan Bedondi bit.
Oh no.
It's based on
what I think it is?
Oh yeah. Yeah, if you remember what was it last week? We played that clip of Dan Bedondi talking about the HPV vaccine.
The HPV vaccine.
And so we discussed how we should maybe do a bit called Bionic Dan Bedondi's Bionic Italian Gynecologist. See, I embody the Dan Bedondi character to do these bits, and then I get method about it, that I can't break out of it.
You're like Will Graham.
Yeah, so suddenly I can't mispronounce. Yeah, I'm suddenly mispronouncing words that I ought to know. All right, so that'll be coming up.
When you cross your eyes, they're going to stay that way. One of these days, you're just going to be, you're never going to stop being Dan Bedondi.
That's right. I'll just never be able to. It'll be like Gregory Peck not being able to escape playing Patton. Wasn't that true? Didn't Gregory Peck had a hard time getting out of the role of Patton? Like, he just kept
talking
being
about
Patton.
George C. Scott?
Yeah. George C. Scott. Yeah. Who was I saying?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Gregory Peck played
Gregory Peck. No, it was George C. Scott. Yeah. There's something wrong with my brain today.
You have been infected by Danites, by the little bugs that get inside your head.
All right. So we'll play the Dan Bedondi, Bionic Dan Bedondi's Bionic Italian Gynecologist bit coming up here in a second.
I can only imagine what this is going to be like.
Okay. But first, I think, weirdly, in the last 24 hours, in addition to Trump's immigration policy,
which is, we're going to talk about that too. We got to talk about Josh Duggar and this Ashley Madison hack.
Yeah.
In case you're just catching up with the news, Josh Duggar of the Duggar family.
The Lord said to Noah, there's going to be a floody. Lord said to Noah,
that's true.
There's going to be a floody.
There's going to be a floody in the Duggar household. Okay, so in addition to being a confessed child sex abuser, Josh Duggar's name
please
came
make up. This stop.
Okay. Josh Duggar's name came up in the list of customers at Ashley Madison, which is the popular adultery site, I guess. Is that what they do at Ashley Madison?
Yeah, the entire thing is based around cheating.
So Josh Duggar's name came up with two separate accounts on Ashley Madison. And just today he released a statement confessing to all of it. Now, initially you go, well, yeah, you big, dumb hypocrite.
Of course.
You family values hypocrite.
Sure, it's karma and it's a giant, you know, karma Schadenfreude sandwich.
But you know what? At the same time, after I had that initial reaction, which I think is only natural, I went, you know what? It's another one of these hacks.
It's another hack. Absolutely. It's another hacker. I felt exactly the same way. I actually didn't even get past the Schadenfreude part.
Yeah.
You know, I went right to, wow, you know what? Yeah, he's a prick and he kind of deserves to be outed. But, this is people's lives here.
Yeah.
And it can seriously mess up people's lives, even if they were just indiscretions. Even if they were, even if the people at Ashley Madison, you know, signed up for the thing and never used it, thought the better of it. These people's names and, you know, their identities and so much about them is now out there.
Oh, yeah.
And the problem I've always had with hackers is it's very easy when they go after somebody you like or you don't like to say, oh, that's awesome. You know, that's justice and comeuppance and all that. But you know what? That kind of power, there's no real restraint on it. Eventually, they're going to go after somebody you do like.
Well, I mean, that's the problem. These hackers become judged and jury. They become...
Exactly. They decided that these people are evil and need to be punished.
And their only justification, really, beyond that is, well, we can. We can do this because we can.
Right.
And
yeah,
so,
I mean, I think Ashley Madison is a fucking scumbag site. There's no doubt about it. The entire concept of it is horrible.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's not up to the hackers to decide that. And then to go around exposing the names. I mean, the names included military personnel, UN personnel, even some personnel from the effing Vatican.
Yeah. And I really have, you know, I really have an issue with the fact that these, you know, these are people whose lives you're seriously going to screw up.
Yeah.
You know, and the kind of crappy thing about it is that immediately, it's like, you know, immediately Gawker jumped on the fact that Josh Duggar was, all right, fine. You know, I get it. Again, Josh Duggar is a great target. We all kind of get a laugh out of it.
Yeah.
But it's not just Gawker who is running with the names of these people. You know, a bunch of other outlets are picking up on it too. And it kind of bothers me. It's like, look, if you're a, you know, if you're a journalist who supposedly has standards, you really shouldn't be publishing stuff that came out of a hack.
Right.
You just shouldn't.
Yeah, but and the fact remains is in order for us to not be hypocrites, in order for us to not be completely inconsistent, is, you know, we can't condemn one hack attack and suddenly embrace this next one.
Exactly. I agree completely.
I mean, I don't care what you call it, whether, you know, it's the Glenn Greenwald definition, which is young online activists, which is a bunch of horse shit.
Yep.
Or, I mean, whatever, journalists or whatever you want to call them, they're not. All they do is wreak havoc with people's lives. It's all for the sake of mischievousness or, you know, it's like a big elaborate prank, but people get screwed because
people
of it.
People get hurt very badly. And again, it's a lot of power.
Yeah.
It is a lot of power being used injudiciously.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Being used exactly as they see fit.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, I mean, it's too much power for people like that to decide. to use.
Now, again, I'm not coming to the defense of Josh Duggar or any of the Duggars or any of the people whose names were on the list.
These were people. Let's take Ashley Madison out of the picture. Let's say it's not Ashley Madison.
Yeah.
These still were people who signed up to a site that was supposedly secure, who really thought, you know, who were told or were convinced by the company that their material was going to be safe. But the bottom line is nobody's safe now.
No.
Nothing is fucking safe.
Nope. And you know what? You're right. It doesn't have to be Ashley Madison. It could be Target or Neiman Marcus or one of the other targets of these hack attacks where they go in and they get all the credit card numbers.
Yep.
And they've got the credit card numbers for everyone. And then everyone has to get a new effing ATM card.
And they do it because they decide that these are the people who deserve to be punished.
Right. So, I mean, seriously, feel free to have your little moment of schadenfreude about Josh Duggar, you know, sanctity of marriage, Josh Duggar. But at the same time, realize and recognize what this is all coming from. Again, we can't pick and choose which hacks are good hacks.
I agree.
If we're going to condemn one, we have to condemn all of them.
Yeah. There's, and somebody made a really great point about how I can't remember who it was, and I apologize for not knowing how this is such a big deal when you stop and think about it in terms of average people being truly embarrassed by a hack. Yeah. That this sort of – this is the thing we've always been moving toward, and this is sort of an epochal event. You know, there was life before this, and now there's kind of life after. Now that we see that we are reminded in possibly a larger way, a more pronounced way than we ever had before, that we're not safe.
No, absolutely not. And I assure you, this is the end for Ashley Madison.
Yep.
Ashley Madison's going to argue. Maybe that's for the best. You know, ultimately,
yeah,
maybe that's for the best. Yeah, exactly. But it shouldn't have come about this way. It should have come about because they offer a terrible product, or the marketplace decided, well, we've had enough with Ashley Madison, and it goes away that way. Hackers breaking in and exposing the names of, God only, what? How many names? Millions of names.
Yeah.
People subscribe to this awful site. And then no one is going to sign. If you're signing up for Ashley Madison today, you're insane. Because you know what you're getting. You know the possibility that if it happened once, it could very easily happen again. You know, and I wonder if we should be concerned by any number of other online services, whether it's Amazon.com or, hell, Facebook, Twitter.
Right. And there's nothing at all we can do about it. There's just nothing we can do about it.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
really,
we're reaching a terrifying point. We've reached a terrifying point in our society.
Yeah.
In the history of our technology.
Yeah.
Where we now have to watch every single thing we say. And you know what? It's not because the government's watching. So the government's collecting your metadata and your cat pictures, which it will never do anything with.
Yeah.
But that some random asshole who knows computers really well will dig in and get your material.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that somebody will dig in and get will steal Jennifer Lawrence's nude pictures, which none of us had a right to see.
And no one is safe. It doesn't matter whether you've got the longest password in the world on Facebook or whatever. Doesn't matter. I mean, again, I always go back to my anecdotal experience, which is that back in 2012, I got severely hacked. I mean, fortunately, they didn't get my bank account information, or they didn't erase my computer or anything like that, but they got into everything. I mean, they even got into my YouTube account, for God's sake.
I got hacked. I had my computer and iPhone wiped clean.
Oh, God. That's the real nightmare that I was thankfully able to avoid. But, I mean, it's as simple as getting into, like, your weakest link. Like, you may have a Hotmail account from 2009. That you just put in a simple password. They get into that because there are apps you can download from one of the torrent sites that get you into Hotmail accounts. Once you're into someone's email, anything that's attached to that email address, whether it's a website, a domain name, a Facebook, whatever, all you got to do is you go to one of those other destinations. You type in "forgot my password," or you click that link when you go to log in instead of actually logging in. You click the "forgot password" link, and suddenly they send you a replacement password to that email address.
Yeah.
So that's how they got. That's how they got into all my stuff.
Yeah.
They found an old Hotmail account, found the password somehow, and then went all around to all of my, I mean, WordPress, for God's sake, my hosting company, YouTube, my Gmail account. Yeah, they got into all of it because they did the...
Have you heard of ransomware?
No.
Ransomware is where this happens mostly. In large part, it comes out of, like, you know, people who don't have any money. You know, tech people who, because of the economy in Russia, they just don't have anything else to do. So this is how they make money. Basically, ransomware is they hack your computer and they shut you out completely. Completely. Oh, there is, and every expert in the world will tell you there is no way to get in.
Oh,
your entire computer is theirs. And what they do is you have to pay them in a certain number of Bitcoin, and they will then give you back access to your computer. Otherwise, they take everything.
Unbelievable. I don't want to get too deeply into the NSA stuff again. I've sort of retired from that topic. But look, one of the things that the NSA is doing actively is disrupting these hacker networks. And the people who are fighting against the NSA want them to stop doing that because right. they believe that the hackers deserve to be given due process or whatever the hell it is.
No, they don't deserve due process. I'm sorry. You know, the only way to beat hackers is to basically be exactly like them.
Yeah. You have to.
I mean, due process, maybe due process once you get them. Once you get them.
Yeah.
But the process of getting them, no, you need to be able, because they can outsmart you at every single turn. You need to be able to get them in the same way that they can get you.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to wait until the damage is done. If you know that malfeasance is going on, and it is, why not disrupt them? Why not? They're operating as if it's the Wild West.
Yeah.
So... The only thing you can really do to keep them from doing it, to keep them from wrecking all kinds of havoc, ruining lives and financial lives, personal lives, and all points in between, is to disrupt their activities. And I don't care what the hell Greenwald says about young online activists, whatever
he's a shit that off.
God damn it, I hate that. That is one of the things that I just cannot get beyond. Referring to malicious hackers as young online activists, what the F is that all about?
Yeah, Greenwald's of all the awful things, the awful opinions that Greenwald holds, that genuinely is the most despicable. He is an absolute consummate piece of crap.
Yeah. Partying with that guy Weave,
yep.
that hacker Weave, who's now like a white supremacist with like a big old like American History X swastika tattoo on himself.
Yeah.
These are the people, the young online activists. So, yeah. So, look, I mean, Josh Duggar may be an a-hole. He may be all the things that we've been saying about him. Certainly, he's a confessed, you know, child molester. But the way he was exposed in this most recent thing was to me, wrong.
And you know what else bothers me on a somewhat tangent here? It really bugs me that Josh Duggar feels like he needs to make a public statement.
Yeah.
As if this family is something that still has, like, cultural clout and therefore needs to address scandal.
Right. Yeah,
They don't have any cultural clout. They don't need to address scandal. They've gone back to being nobodies, which is exactly what they should have been at the very beginning.
I mean, that was all Jim Bob. I mean, Jim Bob doing PR. Like, we're still a corporation. We're the Duggar Corp.
Yeah, Duggar Corp.
and you need to issue a statement, Josh, because we have a, you know... this empire to preserve. All right, we're going to take a quick break and get into Trump and immigration right after this. Hello, it's Bob to tell you about our Patreon page. You might be asking yourself, what the hell is a Patreon page? It's a website where you can help support our podcast by donating money to the show. You can sign up for $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, or if you're filthy rich, you can sign up for more. In exchange, we'll bring you exclusive Patreon-only content like our post-mortem shows, memberships to the After Party, and commercial-free, unbleeped versions of our free show. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll bring you new shows every weekday. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez, or click the Patreon link at bobseska.com. Let's do this thing.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Yeah, I'm playing One Night Love Affair.
Right.
You know, that was completely unplanned. All right. You know what? While we're talking about horse stories, this came across my desk today, and it just pissed me off. And I gotta vent here for a second about this. The headline on Mediaite is: journalist Jose Antonio Vargas busted for owing $41,000 in back taxes. This is a Mediaite headline. A guy has back taxes. Big effing deal. A tax lien was filed against him.
Well,
from
it's only because it's his status.
Yeah. But they also went after Melissa Harris-Perry for back taxes, Torre for back taxes, Joy Reid and Al Sharpton for back taxes.
Yeah, you know what? I agree. I mean, unless you're someone who has specifically, unless you're someone who owing back taxes shows some sort of hypocrisy on your part, I don't see what the big deal is.
Well, he said,
but I can understand. I mean, I can understand a little bit more in terms of Jose Antonio Vargas, because he's somebody who's in the country illegally.
Yeah.
And people will make the claim that, well, look, not only is he in the country illegally, but he's not paying taxes.
Well, and he said, I think the problem here is he said that he was paying taxes since 2010. Right. He said publicly that. But you know what? Look, it's a non-story. This is a personal matter. And you know what? Mediaite, I'll save you time. Up until earlier this year, I effing had back taxes. It happens. Okay?
Oh, dude, holy crap. I'm still in a battle with the state of California because I screwed up my taxes literally 20 years ago. 20 years ago.
Yep. Yeah. And mine was from like 8 years ago.
Yeah. I didn't know they could do that 20 years later. Yeah, you know, you made some sort of mistake. It was my first time living in a state that had a state tax, and I f***ed it all up.
That still seems hanky to me. Something from 20 years ago.
Dude, the state's broke. They're doing it.
Right. Okay, so Trump announced his immigration plan, and we talked about this a little bit on Tuesday. He basically wants to eliminate birthright citizenship. And just to give you kind of a litmus test in terms of where this idea is on the scale of dumb stupid, it was too dumb for Bill O'Reilly, believe it or not, and just dumb enough for Sarah Palin. Right. So Bill O'Reilly's like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Trump. And Sarah Palin's like, oh, you betcha. This is great. Stan Grossman said it'd be pretty sweet. Here's Trump and Bill O'Reilly from, I think it was Tuesday night. First, we're going to hear Trump, and then Bill O'Reilly's going to come in and say, shut the F up, Trump.
When people are illegally in the country, they have to go. Now, the good ones, and there are plenty of good ones, will work it so it's expedited. We can expedite it where they come back in, but they come back legally. Bill, we have a country. You need borders, and you need law.
I said that for decades. I've been saying that, but you are not going to be able to deport people who have American citizenship now, and the federal courts will never allow mass deportations without due process for each and every one. And do you envision federal police kicking in the doors in barrios around the country, dragging families out and putting them on a bus? Do you envision that?
Bill, I don't think they have American citizenship.
It's too dumb for Bill O'Reilly. Remember, Bill O'Reilly wants to build not only a border fence along the rest of the Texas or the border, the United States border with Mexico, but he wants to build the wall, the fence to look like the Berlin Wall. That's how fortified he wants it to be. So Bill O'Reilly is not necessarily a dove on immigration, and yet the Trump plan is too extreme for Bill effing O'Reilly. But of course, later that same night, Sarah Palin popped up on the Greta Van Susteren show and was just thrilled about it. So this gives the idea of the level of stupid strength that Trump's plan has. Here's Sarah Palin.
Well, he's talking big picture, of course, plus specifics, thankfully, more specifics than any other candidate, by the way. So it'll be great to hear all 16, 17 of them reveal their plans that would trump Trump's. I think that's going to be kind of tough to do.
Get it? So she's just...
I just hear her voice, and there's a part of my brain that just shuts down. The only possible way to respond is, why are you talking? Give me crap about anything you have to say. You fucking ridiculous reality show contestant.
She really, really is.
Though, but when Donald Trump is talking about the immigration problems.
Oh, this is a phenomenal example of authentic frontier gibberish. Wait till you hear this. See if you can sentence structure this one.
We have today inviting, incentivizing illegals to come over open borders and to be allowed to compete for or take American jobs and really decimating the middle class, especially young black men, young Hispanic men, where they're.
Okay, a couple of things here. First of all, how are the low-paying, cheap labor jobs decimating the middle class? Is there any relationship whatsoever between cheap labor and the middle class?
No.
No. And certainly, young black and Hispanic men are not necessarily, or at least not widely regarded, as being part of the middle class either. So she's just making this up, because of course she is. Here's a little more. She's about to make something else up.
Unemployment rates are 30%, 40%.
That's wrong, too. The unemployment rates for black and young black and Hispanic males are not 30 or 40%. They're closer to 15 to 20%. Right. Nowhere near being 30 to 40%.
It just doesn't matter. They just pull this out of their ass.
Yeah, this is like she's going numbers, numbers, numbers. You betcha lots of numbers.
And cheap labor is going to make that even worse for them. Well, Donald Trump is talking about big picture here. When we incentivize people to come on over.
By the way, I didn't start the audio clip over again. She's just repeating what she said 48 seconds earlier. Incentivize, big picture. These are all things that she clearly has written on her hand. And I don't understand how are we not supposed to say that the United States is a good place to live? We can have the American dream and there's abundant financial opportunity here. Whatever happened to American exceptionalism? Are we not supposed to say these things? Because after all, we might just incentivize people to want to come here, legally or illegally.
Any avenue, that it sets the wrong message to illegals coming on over. In fact, we're rewarding those who would take illegal action as their step. As they're on our land. How much sense does that make? He wants to stop that and certainly send the message that America comes first.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay, we also have this.
Get back here, you pass. Kill-ass state winner.
Right.
And no way that nobody is going to leave this town. Hell, I was born here. Uh-huh. And I was raised here.
Yeah.
And that gun, I'm going to die here. And no sidewinding, bushwhacking, hornswoggling, crocker is going to roll away.
Pigeon gunner. Yes, another fantastic analysis of the issues of the day from someone who can barely keep from choking on her own tongue when she speaks. Jaw jutty, screechy Sarah Palin. But as you know, Trump's immigration plan, yeah, perfect for her. Perfect for her. By the way, also perfect for, let's see who's jumping on the bandwagon now. Rand Paul, Jeb Bush. By the way, Trump's mortal enemy, Rand Paul. Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, Bobby Jindal, son of immigrants Bobby Jindal, Chris Christie, Lindsey Graham, also son of immigrants Ted Cruz, are all stepping forward in support of eliminating birthright citizenship. Eliminating the 14th Amendment. Or at least the citizenship clause of the 14th Amendment. Yeah.
These people who worship the Constitution.
Exactly.
It's this holy document.
And they're never going to do it. It's never going to happen. The courts will never, ever, 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 ever allow it. Mm. So this is all about just pandering to the hillbillies. This is all about pandering to the racist base. That's entirely what this is about.
Absolutely. Of course it is.
There's no practicality to it whatsoever other than getting out that vote. The white sheet vote. That's entirely what it's all about. All right, we're going to take another break. And, oh, God, this Iowa DJ, this Iowa talk radio host, is actually joining up with Jesse Waters from Fox News Channel to promote something really, really awful. We'll talk about that right after a break. Back after this.
Hello, Bob here. Last year, I discovered Tweaked Audio for the greatest earbuds ever, and I can honestly say I'm totally spoiled now. I can't imagine using anything else. They're quite literally the finest earbuds available. Go now to our website, bobsesca.com, and click the banner for Tweaked Audio for the best in earbuds and earphones. Tweaked Audio is about comfort and quality for every ear in a variety of colors, including natural wood grain. They come with a lifetime warranty and free shipping to anywhere in the world. And Tweaked Audio's earbuds and earphones will work with all of your devices. Available in mic'd or unmic'd versions, they're designed to reduce outside noise, and they're perfect for both music and talk. Hear us and everything better with Tweaked Audio earbuds. You'll like the prices, too. And if you use the code BANDC, that's B-A-N-D-C, at checkout, you'll save 30% off the listed price. Nearly one-third off on comfortable quality earbuds, warranted for life with free shipping anywhere. Use the code BANDC to save big on quality earbuds. Just click the banner for Tweaked Audio at BobSeska.com.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go. Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
And the second half of today's show is brought to you by the BobSeska.com Amazon link. If you want to go shopping at Amazon.com, use our link. It's just below the logo at BobSeska.com, and we get a small commission from everything you buy at the site. What you do is click that link, and it goes right to the front page of Amazon.com. You can't really tell the difference. It's just, you just shop as normal, and it costs you nothing and helps support the show. So thank you in advance. Okay, so...
I'm voting for D's Nuts.
D's Nuts. What's the story with D's Nuts? D's Nuts.
You
is
didn't
a,
see?
I did. I saw. It's like a
somebody signed up. Like I think in North Carolina, and is getting 9% of the vote.
Yeah,
and, it's support for D's Nuts is spreading like wildfire.
Yeah, he started polling at 8% in Iowa.
It's just awesome. Love that.
1 in 10 North Carolina voters would pick him in a race between Nuts. That's D's Nuts, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Somebody put up a supercut of all of the local news anchors having to say D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
So great.
And really, D's Nuts is a 15-year-old kid.
I think so.
A 15-year-old kid who's still vowing to get into the presidential race somehow.
I think that's awesome. I would totally vote for D's Nuts.
Yeah. He's a 15-year-old high school student named Brady Olson.
That's what we need. We need more D's Nuts.
Yeah. The teenager was apparently inspired to declare his candidacy when he learned of a Louisiana cat that had joined the race. He said, quote, "When I heard about the Limberbutt McCubbins story," I guess that's the name of the cat,
yeah,
"I realized I could." So Olson filed his official paperwork with the Federal Election Commission on July 26th as D's Nuts. D-E-E-Z. Nuts. According to a public policy polling survey released Wednesday, 1 in 10 North Carolina voters would pick him in the race if it was between him, Donald Trump, and Hillary Clinton.
Yep. Next is going to be Bofa. Bofa's going to be running for president.
Huge erection.
Bofa. Because you know what Bofa is, right?
No.
Bofa D's Nuts.
Ah! Blah. It's funny. Yeah. All right. So Godspeed to D's Nuts and his... I guess he's not going to be able to run after all because he's only 15. But, you know, he's going to try. And you never know because people will vote for anybody, clearly, now that Donald Trump is
exactly.
Okay, so we were talking about racism before the break. All the candidates are now using the term, all the Republican candidates at least, are now using the term anchor babies.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a...
Wonderfully racist.
Wonderfully racist term for the children of immigrants. And they're all using it. During a radio interview with conservative host Bill Bennett on Wednesday, Jeb Bush used the term with the caveat, "as they're described."
All right, thank you.
Such a wuss. Yeah. Just if you're
he's going to put in the Fox question mark. Anchor babies?
The Cavuto mark.
Yeah. Anchor babies?
Anchor babies? Yeah. I mean, just, you know what? If you're going to use the term, just effing own it, you wuss.
Yep.
You weakling. You're weak. You're pathetic. At least Donald Trump just says it. Yeah. Hillary Clinton responded by saying on Twitter, "They're called babies." Right? They're just called babies. Thursday morning, Fox News' Bill Hemmer played that clip for Louisiana Governor and GOP candidate Bobby Jindal and asked him what he thought about the term. He immediately changed the topic and turned the issue around on Democrats, saying, "What I find offensive is Hillary Clinton, the left. When you look at those Planned Parenthood videos." God damn, he pivoted from anchor babies to the Planned Parenthood videos? Oh, my God. Trump was astounded. Trump says, "You mean it's not politically correct and yet everybody uses it?" Trump asked before shouting, "I use the word anchor baby," he shouted. Of course, anchor baby is two words, Trump, you moron. I used the word anchor baby.
Chocolate babies?
Chocolate babies. All right, so, meanwhile, this guy who we've heard about a lot, he's an Iowa talk radio show host named Jan Mikkelsen. He actually said on his show, what's wrong with slavery? He was talking about it this week in terms of getting the illegal immigrants to be compelled into forced labor, which is something we heard from Jesse Waters on Tuesday, that the illegal immigrants should be marched to the border and they should build the wall as slave labor. So this guy says, as of this...
Awesome. We're now ancient Egypt.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're mainstreaming slavery, for God's sake. This is now injected into the conversation. We got to swat this one down. Slavery. As of this date, Jan Mikkelsen said on his Iowa show. By the way, Ted Cruz is going to be on Jan Mikkelsen's show later this week. As of this date, 30 to 60 days from now, anyone who is in the state of Iowa who is not here legally and who cannot demonstrate their legal status to the satisfaction of the local and state authorities here in the state of Iowa becomes property of the state of Iowa. And we start using compelled labor. The people who are here illegally would therefore be owned by the state and become an asset of the state rather than a liability. And we start inventing jobs for them to do. We compel your labor. You belong to these United States, the United States, not these United States. You show up with an invitation. You get to be an asset. You get to be a construction worker. And then a caller called in and said, well, I think everybody would believe it sounds like slavery. And Mikkelsen says, well, what's wrong with slavery? And then the caller says, well, we know what's wrong with slavery. And then Mikkelsen says back, well, apparently we don't, because we allow millions of people to come into the country who aren't here legally, and people who are here are indentured to those people to pay their bills, their education, or of their kids, pay for their food stamps, their medical bills, in some cases even subsidize their housing, and somehow the people who own the country, who pay the bills, pay the taxes, they get indentured to the new people who are not even supposed to be here. Isn't that a lot like slavery? So he's saying the American taxpayers are slaves to the illegal immigrants. So therefore, the illegal immigrants should become the slaves of the state and presumably build the wall, which was Fox News Channel's Jesse Waters' idea.
I want to leave. I'm not kidding. I want to get the hell out of this country.
Yeah, things are going horribly awry. I mean, horribly
awry.
We're just
a disaster. I mean, listen to that.
Yeah.
That's one of two major American parties has completely lost its mind.
Yes, I mean,
completely.
The same party that's now saying that an 11-year-old victim of rape shouldn't be allowed to have an abortion. The same party is now saying that, well, we should just make the illegal immigrants all slaves to the state. They build the wall for free. Free labor. Yeah. It's astonishing.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. This is, I'm not kidding. I brought this up several times, but I have to keep reiterating it. This is the reason why I can't write right now, why it's so much trouble.
Yeah.
Because I sit down and I start trying to make an argument and I'm just like, no, how do you make something out of this? It's so absurd and it's so outrageous and it's so absolutely angering that I got nothing.
Why should we have to figure out a counter argument
to
a guy saying that there should be slavery?
Perfect. Thank you. There is no counter argument to that. That's just, and I think that's part of the idea. I think that the idea is to just dumbfound people so much that they have nothing. There's no way to respond.
Yeah. Well, what they figured out is as long as if we skew the debate as far to the right as possible, maybe we'll get what we want somewhere short of that. So if we start saying that, well, there should be no exception when on abortions when the life of the mother is at stake. Then suddenly we're speaking on those terms, and then it's a lot easier to roll back the window for abortions within the first 20 weeks, you know, to do something like that. It's all rhetorical strategy, and it's working. Because here we've spent – this is the second show in a row. We've talked about Mike Huckabee saying that 11-year-old in Paraguay should be forced by the state to carry her baby to term after she was raped by her stepfather. It's insane. Now we're batting down the idea for the second show in a row that there shouldn't be slavery.
Yeah.
There's just, again, there's just nothing. This is just self-evidently insane.
It really is.
And it's like the only proper response to that is, that's crazy. And then the thing is, he'll come back with, they will come back with, well, why? Why can't we do it?
Yeah.
And then, of course, all of the Republicans, you know, sitting in there, you know, sitting in the audience for the Republican debate will pipe up, yeah, why?
Yeah, I mean, a talk radio host has said it now, and a guy on Fox News Channel has said it now, and God knows how many other people are saying it. So that offers a level of legitimacy that it should never have in the first place. There's just certain issues that are settled. Like, you don't beat women. You don't beat your wife. You just don't do that. We don't load up people into internment camps. This is all settled news. I mean, I don't know how this is getting re-injected back into the conversation. And I don't know how people like Morning Joe continue to take the Republican Party at all seriously.
These people are not serious.
They're not.
They're not. They're not at all.
And you know what? The Democrats might be wrong. Hillary Clinton might be lying about her email. You know, but this is, we're talking in terms of mainstream issues. The Republicans are talking about forcing an 11-year-old rape victim to carry a fetus to term. The Republicans are talking about slavery. The Republicans are talking about eliminating the citizenship clause of the 14th Amendment, for God's sake. That's so far beyond anything that the Democrats might be doing incorrectly.
And you know what? I think this is one of the reasons. This and you know, to a smaller extent, sort of her response to the Black Lives Matter protesters, the sort of pie-in-the-sky thinking. Her practicality and her sort of, you know, her sort of iron fist when it comes to let's just get things done is the reason that I like Hillary Clinton and why I'm going to vote for her.
Yeah.
God bless Bernie Sanders. But what we talked about it last time, what Bernie Sanders has is he's running this whole life. He's running the whole Hopey Changey thing. You know, he's running the whole, yeah, you know what, we're going to do away with this, we're going to do with it, and it's great, it may sound wonderful, he can't do any of it. He can't do shit. Yeah. I want somebody who will seriously take on Republicans and can just say, look, you know what, I plan to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I will do what needs to be done to get things done. If it can't be done, I'm not going to waste my time with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I want practicality.
I mean, what
I
you
want
hear?
No nonsense. I need fucking no nonsense, because the people that we're up against right now, and you know, I'm somebody who's considered myself an independent for a long time, but again, I've made it very clear. I just, as far as I'm concerned, I'll side with Democrats because I have to, because there's just no other choice.
No, there really isn't.
There is no choice.
They're the only adults left in the room. And again, I underscore the fact that, yes, the Democrats can make stupid mistakes. And yes, maybe the Democrats are off base here and there on certain issues. That's absolutely debatable. We could talk about how maybe Keynesian economics is perhaps not the best way to go. We can have that debate, because that's a reasonable, rational, adult debate to have. What we can have is a debate over whether or not an 11-year-old rape victim is somehow the property of the state, or that a woman in Mississippi should have her fetus taken over and custody being granted to the county district attorney. This is so far beyond the realms of reason and rationality. I don't even know how to peg it anymore.
Yeah,
but this is where
it's just, you can't do this. These people are nuts.
Yeah. They really are. They really are. The Democrats are, at least Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, they're all talking, Barack Obama certainly, are all talking about ways to improve the lives of everyday Americans. And you know what? They might be wrong on some things, but that's what they're talking about. They're not talking about ridiculousness like whether or not
we're going to change the 14th Amendment and build the Berlin Wall with slave labor and, you know, and make 11-year-olds have their rapist's baby.
Right. Right. That's often la-la land. That's often some ridiculous, I don't know, it's like conservative fan fiction that now becomes reality. Like, let's talk about this. Let's talk about having a Berlin Wall. Un-effing believe. Let's talk about homeless people who shouldn't be, you know, laying around in shelter.
Right.
God damn. It is just, it is staggering how far off the rails they are. And what's even further staggering is how they continue to get a forum on these shows like Meet the Press or Morning Joe, where they're taken seriously and they're not just laughed at and pointed at and going, ha ha ha, what's wrong with you? You're crazy. This, again, this is decided history. This is, these are issues that go back, in the case of the 14th Amendment, 150 years. It's been around 150 years. It is common knowledge that if you are born, regardless of whether your parents are legal or illegally in the United States, if you are born inside the United States, you are a United States citizen. It is cut and dry in the 14th Amendment. There's no gray area there whatsoever. And there's even Supreme Court precedent to back it up. You know, this is not, and it's suddenly reality show host Donald Trump comes along with his stupid effing wig and starts talking about how, no, it's unconstitutional. What's in the Constitution? And the Supreme Court has already upheld it as being constitutional. You can't just say, like, Donald Trump comes along, no, it's not constitutional. Well, no, you're not Supreme Court Justice Donald Trump. That's not the way it works. You're not even President Donald Trump yet. And heaven forbid we actually ever see that day come along. All right, we're going to take one last break and come back with, oh, maybe some fun stuff right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Put on your I like my buttons. When things get too serious, I've always got the buttons.
Kimmy Cotton.
Okay, welcome back to the show today. Thanks again for joining us each and every Tuesday and Thursday. Okay, so since I was playing Dan Bedani saying, okay, we talked about this last week. We played this clip of Dan Bedani bashing the HPV, or as he calls it, the HPV vaccines. And the fact that, which I don't think is accurate, that Rhode Island is making them mandatory. I think they're just requiring proof of vaccination if you go to public schools or something like that. I think that might be what's on the table, although I don't know for sure. I'm just going to assume that Dan Bedani's making it up.
Yes.
But so we came up with the idea that maybe Dan Bedani's got to open up his own gynecologist office. The Bionic Dan Bedani's Bionic Italian Gynecologist.
Dan Bedani here from Bionic Dan Bedani's Bionic Italian Deli and Bionic Dan Bedani's Bionic Italian Airlines. Guess what, folks? I'm here today to announce the grand opening of Bionic Dan Bedani's Bionic Italian Gynecologist. Located in the back of our Woonsocket, Rhode Island, Bionic Dan Bedani's Bionic Italian Deli. Visit us for the best gynecological exam in all of Rhode Island. Boys have a penis and girls have a vagina. And our trained staff of vagina and vulva specialists will help you with your whole bathing suit area. But at Bionic Dan Bedani's Bionic Italian Gynecologist, we don't look at or touch your vagina or other parts. Because biblical prophecy says anyone who touches or probeth the bathing suit area will be unclean. This week's Bionic Vagina Specials are totally retarded. Come on down for Bionic Dan Bedani's world-famous Bionic Pap Smears. That's right, folks. We will smear your paps all over the place. You won't believe the quality of the smearings. And then we'll examine the pap with our beef-smoking monster pap smoker for results you can count on. Speaking of that, those bubble genius Bob and Chez guys will try to lower me with articulate words about how I don't know what a pap smear is or even what a vagina looks like. So what if I ain't never seen a vagina? And God forbid I mispronounce gynecological. And God forbid I get arrested for...
Wait, more dings!
If you want the HPV vaccine, go someplace else, you horse scum. Because at Bionic Dan Badani's Bionic Italian Gynecologist, we immunize our vaginas using InfoWars brand Super Vitality Genital Protector. Protect your genitals with Super Vitality. And besides, there ain't no such thing as HPV anyway. And the vaccine are part of the globalist scum conspiracy. Here's Alex Jones with more.
Thanks, Bionic Dan. You know, Dan, Super Vitality Genital Protector has been scientifically proven by InfoWars researchers to thwart all kinds of disgusting slut diseases, including HPV, which doesn't exist, as well as what Super Vitality scientists call panty hamster.
Wait, still more dings! We got proof that the vagina can say dings, like words in all those dings stuff. And at Bionic Dan Badani's Bionic Italian Gynecologist, we will be polite and courteous in conversation with all talking vaginas. And if your vagina wants a sandwich, all it has to do is ask nicely, yes please, and our staff of experts will prepare a 6 or 12 inch hoagie with only the finest Bionic Dan Badani's Bionic Italian deli meat, thin or thick slice, free of charge. We don't even care if your vagina mispronounces cuntless words like Bob and Chez says I do, and they're gonna get evil.
One more ding!
We got boff bags. Dings! So come on down to Bionic Dan Badani's Bionic Italian Gynecologist, regardless if there's something wrong with your vagina. Because
Bionic Dan Badani's Bionic Italian
Gynecologist.
Bionic Dan Badani's Bionic Italian
Gynecologist
is great.
I sit there recording that thing going, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done. This is the dumbest, dumbest thing I've ever written and recorded.
Must love you. Your neighbors, man. Who's this lunatic who moved in?
Yeah. And the weirdest part to me, I just even frightened myself. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to say that Dan Badani thinks that vaginas can speak. Just say words and all of those dings.
Sure, why not? Did the Volvo specialist.
Well, see, how I approach that is I just, when I started writing it, I just assumed that Dan Badani knows nothing about vaginas.
I think you're absolutely right.
And so everything fell into place after that. I was like, oh, there's the hook. Dan Badani knows nothing about vaginas, and yet right. He's opening.
Well, he's not. Is he married? He's not married.
No,
so
he's not.
He can't have had sex because that's against Jesus.
Yeah. Well, no, but he has a child somehow.
He does have a child somehow.
He has a child. And I assume that was by accident, by complete accident. Like, the fact that he got anywhere near a vagina was just a fluke.
No, man, you know, you suck for this. You know it's like Ray on True Detective Season 2. It's like some, like, ginger kid who's obviously not his.
He's like, get over here.
Come take care of your kid, Dan. But he's got he's black. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
The kid's black, and the woman's telling him that it's totally his.
Yeah, right. And they're both he and his partner are both white.
Yep.
How did that thing come out of your vagina? Like, he has no idea. Like, did the stork drop him off?
Right.
I think the stork dropped off the wrong one.
Wow. That's so wonderfully tasteless, and yet I love it.
Yeah.
Almost as much fun as R. Kelly pissing on Blue Ivy. Did you see that joke, by the way?
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Oh my God, is that funny.
You wrote a piece about it on Banter, didn't you?
Yeah, because of course everybody's losing their mind. And the best part about it is, within the context of the show, she posted it. The character posted it on Twitter and was getting crap for it. There was a Twitter backlash.
All right. So before we wrap up the show, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about this for a second. Okay. Bad lip reading. The guy who does bad lip reading has had numerous effing hilarious videos that he's done. But this latest one with the Republican debate topped all of it. I mean, and just And it didn't. It wasn't even the whole thing. The two Ben Carson bits in the latest bad lip reading video.
Yeah, we're hilarious. Yeah, the opening, the first one is just like, holy crap.
Yeah. Here's the first Ben Carson bit. This is a bad lip reading doing the Republican debate, and this is the Ben Carson segment.
Moving on, let's hear from Dr. Carson.
Now, this piece, I think it goes like that, and this one. No, this piece goes over here. It's part of the tree.
Carson!
Ah! Oh, see ya.
What you working on?
A puzzle. I don't know how to do this, actually.
Hey, we can move on. You're not missing any playtime.
America.
That's just brilliant.
It is totally brilliant. And I don't know how he got the clip of Ben Carson not saying anything and like moving stuff around on his podium. That is insane. And then he got those reaction shots. Like there's this really great reaction shot, which is now my cover photo on Facebook, that is incorporated into it's incorporated into that first clip. And then he's got the Ben Carson song at the end, where all of the candidates have to sing their closing statement. This is Ben Carson's song.
And now, Dr. Carson.
Not ready. Here we go. I see one with a wee-wee, yeah. Every mouse has a weenie. If we could catch a little mouse, man, then we could see some little feet, too. Thank you.
Just genius. Just absolutely genius. And, you know, I've been quoting all sorts of stuff like the last 2 days, just running through my head. And the one that I keep going back to, one of my favorite lines, is one that's not many people are talking about from the John Kasich segment. Right. Where he says, oh, no, it's where he's singing. He says, we can give him cheese or we can give him Christmas pants. I love it. We could give him cheese. We could give him Christmas pants. And then what is Donald Trump says, I got a pigeon. His name is Lucas Don Valour. Yeah. Lucas Don Valour.
That is good.
So, yeah, evidently the bad lip reading guy, I think his mom is deaf. And just through learning to communicate with his mom, he became really good at lip reading. And then would watch shows with the sound muted and come up with, like, silly words that the phonetic mouth movements could mimic. And so he decided, I mean, it's just a stroke of genius to put all that together. I had to go back and watch the Eye of a Sparrow one from the first...
That's amazing.
It really is. I mean, when he does that and then combines it with a song... I mean, that's some sort of comedy jujitsu that I have no idea how the hell he does it.
I still really love the Ron Paul and the Herman Cain one.
Oh, yes, the Ron Paul one is, of course, classic.
See, basically, you could just totally... Ron Paul is such a little annoying leprechaun. You could totally see him talking like that in real life.
Oh, yeah. And Ron Paul says, like, silly non-sequitur things, so it kind of fits. But what strikes me as really funny about the... among many things about this latest Republican debate one, is each of the closing statement songs kind of matched the personality of the actual candidates. Like, the Ted Cruz one was, like, really high-pitched and kind of discordant and awkward-sounding. This is just, like, it was perfect for Ted Cruz. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. Postmortem show coming up. Sign up at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Thank you for your support. It's at the $5 level if you want to hear the Postmortem show. It's coming up next. We'll see you on the after party on Friday. Bye-bye.